Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 21st week after the Sunday of Trinity Wednesday. Our scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Our scripture lesson comes from John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 50. Jesus said to him, Go, your son will live. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. If Jesus had told this man previously that his son was living, he could not have believed it. But now he does believe it. The word bursts into his heart and stirs up a different faith in him so that he becomes another man. To meet the greater shock which he received, the Lord gave him greater strength. Now he must cling to what he does not see. Previously, he did not believe that Christ had the power to help his son without seeing him or going to him. It requires a strong faith for a man to believe in his heart what he does not see or comprehend, something that is contrary to his understanding and reason, and to cling to the word alone. Nothing shows its face here. He has recourse to nothing at all but to believe. In faith, one must put everything out of one's sight except the word of God. Anyone who lets his eyes stray anywhere else is already lost. Faith clings alone to the pure and simple word. It will not take its eyes off the word. It sees nothing else but the word and knows nothing at all of its own works and merits. If the heart is not bared to faith in this way, all is lost. Faith clings to the word of God alone and so remains a living reality. For the word is always a living reality. Hence, he who clings to the word lives and abides forever because the word lives and abides forever. Let us pray. Lord, you want our faith at all times to be simple and pure. Grant us your Holy Spirit to bring us to such a pure and simple faith in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.